smoke. Around Dodge City and in the territory on West, there's just one way to handle the killers and the spoilers, and that's with a U.S. Marshal and the smell of gun smoke. Gunsmoke, starring William Conrad. The story of the violence that moved west with young America. And the story of a man who moved with
it. I'm that man. Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet. It's a chancy job, and it makes a man watchful. And a little lonely.
Matthew, 17 minutes exactly since I sent that boy to find you.
Oh, is that so?
A crime has occurred, Matthew. I'm dawdling over your breakfast coffee. Isn't that likely to bring the culprit to justice?
The boy said somebody broke into your store last night, Miles.
Aye.
How'd they get in?
Well, by breaking the glass in the back window. Two panes at $4.32 a pane.
You know, Miles, I told you a year ago you ought to put gratings over those windows like the rest of the stores in town.
Aye, but gratings cost money, Matthew.
Yeah, and so do burglaries. Now, what does it take?
Well, I've been compiling a list. Now, here's exactly what's missing. One blue blanket, retail price $6.40. One blue denim jacket, size 36, retail price $3.
The prices aren't important, Miles.
Well, to me they are. I have a certain respect for money.
Yeah, so I've heard. What else is missing?
Well, now, let me see. One hat, gray, Stetson, of course, finest quality.
Yeah, I know. I got one, Miles. Go on with the rest of your list.
One pair of boots, size 6, untooled, inlaid with kid, retail price.
Here, let me take a look at it, will you?
Sure.
Thanks. Two flannel shirts, 5 pound slab of bacon, 3 pounds of dried beans, pound of salt, box of matches, a skillet. Looks like you've just grubstaked somebody, Miles.
I expect you to recover each and every one of those items.
I'll try to. One canteen, one hand axe, 2 pounds of cheese, and one .44 caliber Colt revolver.
Model 6A. Retails at $56.80.
What about cartridges? You don't have them on the list.
Well, I'm out of cartridges. I'm expecting a case in today.
Well, the gun won't be much use without them. Wonder if any place else was robbed last night.
Good heavens.
Now, what's the matter?
Here's something else has been taken, Matthew. There were 3 bottles right there on that shelf, and now there's only 2.
Bottles of what?
Yeah, perfume imported all the way from Paris, France. Now, what would a man like to grubstake himself want to steal perfume for?
Maybe it wasn't a man, Miles.
Huh?
By the size of those boots and the jacket. It's... Girls!
Well, what in the name of heaven would she be up to?
I don't know.
Miss Jones?
Yeah, what is it, sir?
Wilbur Jones. Somebody come into his store and held him up a while ago.
What?
Did he recognize him?
No, sir. He stuck a gun in his back, made him go into the storeroom and locked the door on him. He said whoever it was had a real soft voice like he could.
Huh?
Mr. Jones hadn't been to the bank yet, so at least there wasn't no cash stolen.
Well, what was stolen?
Nothing, except a box of .44 caliber cartridges.
Sign up for a course or a series of courses with the United States Armed Forces Institute, you're getting the same education normally available in civilian schools and colleges. USAFI is under the direct supervision of an office of the Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for Education and Manpower, with outstanding civilian educators who work with military leaders in the formulation of plans for USAFI. A civilian agency evaluates and makes academic credit recommendations for USAFI courses. This aids schools and colleges in granting credit for educational work done with USAFI. As a result of this cooperation, USAFI courses are based on those available from civilian institutions as well as the needs of the armed forces. So, increase your power through knowledge with USAFI.
You say Miles has got two more bottles, right?
Yeah, I got the sample from one of them.
Shouldn't be too hard to track down.
Yeah, provided the person who stole it opens the bottle.
Well, I'll keep sniffing the breeze, Matt.
But we ain't caught a whiff of this,
Chester. Well, you wouldn't be likely to, Chester. Maybe this girl, if it is a girl, has already left town.
Oh, in a way, I kind of hope so.
She might have wanted the gun just to protect herself.
She wasn't protecting herself when she shoved it in Will Jonas' back this morning, Kitty.
Oh, I know, but it wasn't...
It was empty then. It's not empty now.
Well, by golly, I was just wondering who I'd let buy me a drink this evening.
Yeah? Well, as far as I'm concerned, Doc, you're still wondering.
Yeah. What's the matter? Oh, well, good evening, Kitty.
Hello, Doc.
Yes, yes. Hello, Doc. Oh, say, I understand somebody borrowed a few things off of old man McTagg last night.
Yeah, they did, Doc.
They did, huh? Crime rampant and the local law on habits of saloons.
Here, Doc, smell this, will you?
Say, what do you do, Matt? Put it on your hair or use it when you shave?
You ever smell that scent anywhere before, Doc?
Slightly familiar.
No? What do you mean, slightly familiar?
Well, I smelled the same thing earlier today somewhere.
Today?
Where, Doc?
Where what?
Where did you smell it today?
I don't even remember. Say, Matt, where do you say we get up a poker game?
Doc, will you think, where did you smell this perfume today?
I don't know. Let me see now. I was all over town at one time or another. It wasn't at the livery stable, naturally. Or at the bank. Oh, forget it, man. I don't have the slightest idea. Wait a minute. Now I remember.
Yeah?
I was talking to Mr. Doby in the lobby of the Dodge House, and this kid came in.
The Dodge House, huh?
That's right. He reeked of the stuff. Yes, that's where it was. He rented himself a room there. But why?
I'll tell you later, Doc. Chester, come on.
Some drinking water.
Leave it out here in the hall.
Okay, but you better get it before the ice melts.
All right, walk off away, Chuck.
Get your hands up. You're under arrest.
What?
Chester, come and take the gun.
Huh?
All right, get back in the room. No use getting the whole hotel stirred up.
I ain't done nothing. You got no call to arrest me.
Inside, I said.
Golly, if you wasn't right, Miss Dillon, it is a girl.
You mind your own business. Who are you anyway?
What?
He's a U.S. Marshal. That's who he is.
A marshal?
Where did you get that shirt you're wearing, miss? And the boots. What about this gun?
Where you think I got him?
I don't think I know. Now, what's your name?
My name's Willie Beaver, and I'm from down around Osage Junction.
Willie? What kind of a name's that for a female?
Why, you shut your tail.
Willie, how old are you?
16, beginning of your business.
16, huh? Why did you break into that store?
Who says I did?
The clothes you're wearing, that Stetson on the bed over there, the stuff all over this room, every bit of it was stolen.
How'd you figure it was me, Marshal?
That perfume you took. Doc Adams was down in the lobby when you rented your room here. He smelled it on you.
Oh, I guess I know that perfume is going to bring bad luck. Them other things I needed. But that there perfume I just wanted. Never had none before. Never even smelt none. Just heard about it.
What are you doing right away from home?
I ain't running. I'd already run. You would just drag me with wild horses. I wouldn't go back there.
Why not?
You knowed my step, why you wouldn't ask why not. Work. Work a body to their death. That's all he knows. He's got a dry farm down there. Ain't never going to be worth nothing no matter what. He'll work day and night just like a man. I never even owned a dress. Oh, I don't believe in going in for frills.
Yeah, I see.
He beat me, too. Last time he done it 2 days ago, I just lit out. Look, mister. You see that bruise on the side of my head?
You see what? Oh, for land's sake, answer that.
I get your hands on me. Just you make a move, Marshal, and I'll blow this fellow's backbone clean through his belly.
I'm not moving. Just take it easy, Chester.
Well, right back off now, mister. Away from the door.
Well,
I didn't run away from home just to end up in no jail.
Where are you going to end up, Willie?
Never you mind about me, Marshal. Now you two just stay put.
Oh, I guess I'm awful sorry, Mr. Dillon. I didn't have no idea what she's up to.
She doesn't either, Chester. That's your trouble.
Darn fool kid.
Yeah. Darn fool kid. With a loaded gun.
Another visit with Joe and Daphne Forsythe.
Ooh, ow, ouch, ooh.
What's wrong, Joe?
Daphne, have you been using my razor again?
Just a little. I was peeling peaches.
Oh, fine. Why didn't you change the blade? It feels like you've been sharpening pencils with this thing.
Now, just a minute, buddy. It was you who said we could use more economy around here. And I've been saving wherever I can. And by shaving the skin off the peaches...
But look at my face. Think how the Red Cross could have used all this blood.
It's your own fault. You and your economy.
Well, being penny conscious isn't such a bad idea. Not if you use common sense. Take savings bonds, for instance.
Uh-uh. Here it comes.
Go right ahead and scoff. But I got 8 million Americans who agree with me. We all buy savings bonds and the payroll savings plans because we know that investing in bonds is the best way to use our money.
We could use some of that money around here.
Well, maybe, or maybe we just think we can. When we buy bonds, we guarantee we'll have the money in the future, when we'll certainly need it more.
Stop waving that razor. You're splattering me with soap.
Oh, I don't mean to get excited, but who wouldn't? Where else can a man make an investment that's guaranteed to pay off $4 for every $3? And guaranteed by the credit of the whole U.S. of A. So there.
Bravo! Bravo!
All right. Now let me change the blade and get back to shaving.
I think I'll stay and watch.
Why?
Because you're so cute when you cut yourself.
Oh, fine.
Matthew,
This shirt's not been worn. Won't have to discount it, at least.
Now, the same goes for this skillet now. And a blanket, canteen, hand axe.
None of these beans been used here, Miss McCagg.
No, just hold your horses, you two. I got to weigh this cheese.
Oh, for man's sake, and that's
well. A man can't calculate his profits without knowing his cost. And you, son of it, was gone. Aye, yes, about 20 cents worth off that corner there. 22 cents to be exact.
Well, at least you didn't have time to eat any of your bacon, Mom. There you are. Yeah, it's about the size of it. That's all we found in her room.
Yes, well, they're just as a low-price items, Matthew. She still got away with a $12.50 pair of boots.
She hasn't gotten away yet, Miles. We'll find her before the night's over.
Yeah, we know what she looks like now, at least. And we know her name. Wade Beaver.
Hey, there's a homestead of child, you say?
Yeah. Dry farm down Porto State. Case of too much work, I guess. And too little of anything else.
Mighty hard living, dry farming. Doesn't pay much of anything to speak of.
Yeah, not much.
Matthew, look, if you catch her and you get back those boots and that gun and the other items, well, what I mean is, she can keep that perfume if she wants it.
Well, forevermore.
I couldn't sell it anyway. She's used some of it.
Yeah, sure, Miles. I understand.
Poor child. Girl wandering around alone. Well, she'll find it. Don't just stand there staring at me.
I'm not staring at you, Miles. I'm just listening to you, that's all.
Oh, I smirking like a cat in a birdcage. I told you that perfume isn't saleable. Now, you go on out and catch that young ruffian. You bring her to justice. Stealing from honest, God-fearing folk. Violating private...
All right, Miles, all right.
And, if you get that gun and those boots back and, does not hurt any. And the denim jacket, too. Well, I'll give that child a dress right out of my stock.
My land gracious.
Well, it's not a matter of sentiment, no. It's just that it isn't fit for a young girl to go into court dressed like a man. It's no decent.
Yeah, sure, Miles. I know what you mean. Just a proper respect for appearances. That's all it is, isn't it?
Oh, confound the both of you. You're trying to accuse a man of charity when he hasn't an ounce of it in his entire nature.
Yeah, come on, Chester. Let's find out.
Marshal, I didn't know. I didn't have the least idea.
Well, it wasn't your fault, Jason. Chester, did you send somebody to find Doc?
Yes, we did. The Bryson boy went to fetch him.
That load was a girl. I just opened the safe and didn't let her have the money. I wouldn't have shot no girl. Not if I'd known.
You couldn't have been expected to know, Jason.
Oh. That bandana over her face, dressed like she was, pointing that gun just as rocks. Steady as any man I ever seen.
Yeah.
And you know, I always keep my gun stuck right between the safe and the desk, just in case of something like this. So I made like I was going to open the safe and... Are you sure, Marshal? Are you sure she's dead?
Yeah, I'm afraid she is, isn't it?
Killing a girl. I never done nothing so bad in my whole life. So help me, Marshal. I didn't know.
Look, if anybody else would have done the same thing, now it couldn't be helped. It's done, and blaming yourself won't undo it. Now, look, why don't you go outside a while and get some fresh air, huh?
I reckon maybe I'd better. I reckon I'd just better get outside a while.
Old Jason's broke up pretty bad over there.
Well, I guess most anybody would be.
Dang, poor young'un.
Well, she paid for it, Chester. Well, there's no point leaving her there on a dirty floor. Let's lift her up on the counter.
Let me get her shoulder. You know, she wasn't lying. She has got a bruise on her head.
I guess her paw did beat her all right.
Poor little thing.
All right. Let's lift her.
Well, what's that fellow in her jacket? Mr. Dillon, it's